Yes, yeah, I think we've had one or two subs on Saturday. It is what it is, but it's given us tremendous respite. I let them have the weekend off, which I don't normally do. I think players who haven't been playing have to do a bit of training, but the ones who have been playing games have had a nice break. So they're ready and raring to go, easy for me to say.
It's almost at this point of the season, actually, it's more about recovery between the games than training,
Yeah,
isn't
well,
it?
it's been a case of that for the last 2 months for
Right.
us. Difference is, I may not be able to be in much great shape, and the problem with it is, as I said this before, we've not had enough time to actually get in the training pitch and work with the team. Now, people say you should at the beginning of it, but we did. But you have that many injuries that you're constantly trying to update your team. This just gives a good chance to sort of get together and do some things in the lecture theatre and on the training pitch, and the preparations have been A1 in relation to where we are right now. We've got another day of preparation to go, and then we're looking forward to going and playing Hartlepool on Friday.
It's interesting because there were players who were definitely out, the likes of Luke Chadwick, and I know there's better news on Luke. Can we just run through some of the players that have had niggling injuries and been in and out? How's Daniel Powell coming along?
Yeah, he's coming around. He's trained the last 2 days. He'll be on the bench on Friday, and it's important that his progression is very, very slow. He can't play or start for a few weeks, but he's back on the bench, and it gives us opportunity to bring him off the bench for 20 minutes.
Okay, is Dean Bowditch okay?
Yes, he's fit. He'll fit to start on Friday, so that's one bonus for us. Like I say, so he wasn't fit to play on Saturday, but it's been a 10-day injury for him, and now he's back fit. He's trained today, and he'll be ready and ready to go for Friday.
That's useful. Dean Lewington and David Martin. Last season, we got so used to them being in the team, and to a certain, for the first three quarters of the season, this season as well, seeing them in the team.
Yeah, we are used to them being in a team, and to not have them in, it's very, very unique and a rare opportunity we have to go to games without them and the key figures in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And the keep, they've been a goalkeeper's a key position. Dean Lewington's your captain, so that's the key personality. So to have them people not in your group is a big, big loss right away. But Adam Chickson moving to left back is very comfortable. I think Ian McLaughlin, this has been his chance to shine. I think he's done very, very well.
Has he changed? Has it changed him because he's stepped up the responsibility now?
He still talks a lot. He's still very young and he's still learning the game, and but it has helped his confidence. I think he does feel part of the group. Doesn't feel like he's let us down or not played any part whatsoever, which is key for his development. And he's a lovely lad, and he's someone who's going to grow and grow and grow and become a much, much better goalkeeper.
Let's just talk about Luke Chadwick because his recovery, you a couple of weeks ago called him the fastest healing man in football. He's
Yeah.
getting along quite well.
He's trained with Simon today. If he has no recovery in the morning, he's actually travelling with us to train with the team tomorrow. And that's your allowance to get 15 minutes on Friday. So, once again, he's broke the healing record. It's injured by about 10 days. He's a remarkable man. He just feels like he's had one of them horrendous seasons, Chaddy, and I feel so sorry for him. He's a catalyst to everything this football club, and I do say that. And he's not just come as a catalyst in the ball, but without the ball, he's a role model. In training, he's a catalyst to the training session intensity because of the standards that he has set. Sir Alex Ferguson's probably ingrained it within him, and he's carried it on. So to have him back in the group is great, but you get him back in the group and you lose Isaac McLeod last week, so a slight hamstring sort of thing. So he's out for a bit now. So it's just sort of constant sort of one player after another player after another player just keeps sort of one comes in, one goes out. It is just you are constantly playing games and you are constantly sort of moving a player to this position to fill a void. To then he gets injured and you'll find somebody else to fill it. But it's just one of them part times of the year, and you will have more injuries over this period of time as well.